stand idly by and watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Dealing with a little bit of a summer cold this morning. We'll get things loosened up here and rolling, but yeah, change of seasons gets me every time. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet will be in with us in the next segment, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. So text me your questions and I'll make sure I get them into Dr. Jeff. Very interesting dynamic took place yesterday when the U.S. Senate was tied 50-50. Three Republicans did not vote for the big, beautiful bill. Susan Collins, the rhino from Maine, Senator Rand Paul, and Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina. 50-50 tie. Well, Vice President J.D. Vance was acting president of the Senate, had the gavel in his hand, and he cast the deciding tie-breaking vote. Now, the problem is the bill is substantially changed from what the House passed, 215 to 214. Was sent back over to the House for their consideration and vote. And there is a bunch of cats that need to be herded in by the Speaker, Mike Johnson. Couple of them flat out said, no, I'm not voting for it. Others kind of sitting on the fence, waiting to see what everybody else does. Well, Donald Trump has already threatened Tom Tillis, the U.S. Senator from North Carolina that voted no, saying, that's it. We're going to find somebody to replace you. I will endorse them and they will win next year's election. Well, as a result, Senator Tillis announced he's not running for re-election. He's done with Washington. He's done being strong-armed by President Trump. So he's gone. Question will be, is that the tactic the president's going to use with the members in the House? And as well as a threat made on social media, Twitter X account by Elon Musk. He has said any Republican that votes for this bill, he will recruit somebody and finance and fund their campaign next year to defeat them. So the question is going to come down to who do they fear most? Donald Trump or Elon Musk? That's basically the bottom line. So we shall see. We shall see. And it's going to be very, very interesting how this plays out today, July 2nd, tomorrow, July 3rd, before Friday, Independence Day, the day that Donald Trump said he wanted to sign this big, beautiful bill as a gift to the American people. So we'll see where this goes. It's going to be very interesting. Text me any questions you have for Dr. Jeff. Ask Dr. Jeff's going to be in the house here in the next segment. Any question you have about your animals, any questions in general, send them to me and we'll ask Dr. Jeff in the next segment. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment here in hour number one. Dr. Jeff on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I got a question for you right out of the gate.
Go ahead.
Yes. William Hamilton, a good patriot brother down in Lapeer County, always listens every day basically to the show while he's at work. He said, could you ask Dr. Jeff, When is a good age to neuter a dog? I have a 7-month-old bully breed, and I've been told different things. I'd like Dr. Jeff's opinion.
Well, the old standard used to be, we used to tell people 6 months old.
Okay.
But in reality, it depends on the dog. It depends on the breed of the dog. So what happens is that the testosterone and the estrogen, or the sex hormones, actually control the growth of the bone. If you neuter them too soon in their growth cycle, that can throw them into what they call it asynchronous growth. But what can happen is it can predispose them to orthopedic injuries later. And it kind of depends. So what I'm kind of telling people now, the smaller the dog, the earlier it can do it. So if you got like a Chihuahua or, you know, a little dog, a little Cocker Spaniel or something like that, you know,
sure.
6-8 months, something like that would work really well. If you're dealing with like a Great Dane or something that big, I'm like 2 years. I want to make sure that skeleton is done growing before we go ahead and neuter them. So,
okay, he said a bully breed.
Bully breed, you're probably 18 months plus is what I would recommend.
Oh, okay.
Because this goes for spaying too. Spay or neuter, same thing.
Spay or neuter, got it. Yep. Very good, good, good. Another question came in kind of along the same lines. But when should we expect our female to go into heat for her very first time?
Again, kind of depends on the breed of the dog. Usually the smaller dog, earlier they will, because it's a function of when that dog hits a certain percent of their adult size. But usually I'll tell people, man, 15, 18 months, expect it.
Okay.
Any time then. Could happen earlier, could happen later. Just, you know, depends on the dog, the variability, but usually 15, 18 months.
Okay, very good. So, those are the questions I have. So far, again, if you'd like to ask Dr. Jeff, just text me 231-360-5140. George and William, greatly appreciate those questions so far. Dr. Jeff, you're very involved and have for years supported 4-H, and you highly recommend a lot of other people do the same thing in their local county chapters.
Yep.
You're hoping to do something there in your chapter there in Chippewa County. Why don't you share with the folks what you're working on?
Well, what we are working on, and it's actually, we got the charter signed, so it's actually a thing now, is that we are resurrecting the 4-H shooting sports club here in the Sioux. And the 4-H shooting sports, it covers air rifle, 22 rifle, 22 pistol, shotgun, so trap and skeet, and muzzle loading and archery. Okay. And it's like I've always said, 4-H is not just, you know, farm animal stuff. I mean, there's tons of other things that you can do involved in that. And, of course, me, you know, being military, and I used to shoot bullseye pistol competitively many years ago, more years than I care to admit. you know, so, right. You know, so we kind of got together. I'm like, hey, we need to get this thing going here for the kids that aren't farm kids but want to get involved in something, you know. And then also, you know, it helps start showing these kids that, you know, it's a fun thing to do. It's a challenging thing to do, you know, and it kind of helps defeat some of the, you know, once they see it, get their hands on a gun and go, you know, even a rifle or air rifle or something like that, then you can see what some of the news media and some of the people say online, and they go, yeah, you know what, that's not right. I've actually seen a gun. That's not right.
I've actually fired a gun.
Yeah. I have a friend. Speaking of that, I have a friend, this is from years ago, complete dyed-in-the-wool, liberal, anti-gun, everything. You know, she was his technician. He used to work with me overnights when I used to do emergency tech, when I was emergency veterinarian. And, of course, you know, we got downtime when you're on an ER because, you know, some things happen. You know, sometimes it's just a lot of hours of boredom punctuated by moments of sheer terror, you know, kind of thing. And
right.
So we're talking, and she goes, shoot. She goes, yeah, I shoot, you know. And she goes, oh, you know, just, I don't like it. Well, I finally asked her, so have you ever actually shot a gun? She's like, no. Which, one, she's from Texas, so I kind of found that a little surprising. But anyway, So I finally like, all right, tell you what, before you make your decision, come with me. Okay, let's go to the range, you know, and she's thinking she's got to shoot like, you know, a Barrett 50 cal or something like that. I'm like, no, we got like little ones too. Okay.
Right.
You know, take her out. She had a blast.
Yep.
And so the next week, I was off for a week. I come back. She goes, Jeff, you never realize what I did or what? She goes, I went out and bought a gun. So she went and bought a rifle, you know, yeah. A little 22 rifle, but still, you know.
Sure.
And so she found that there is a legitimate, you know, I mean, it's not just, you know, the nefarious things for it. And, you know, I tell people, you know, a firearm is, it's an inert object. It's a tool. There's no intent in it. There's no malice in it.
Yeah,
it's a tool. You know, all the intent and malice comes from the hand holding it.
Yeah, exactly. So. And the finger pulling the trigger. Absolutely. Yep. Hey, on that point about the shooting club, is this a type of regiment that they have basically competitions between mm-hmm. other clubs because of all this various different types of muzzle loaders, archery, yep. all of that. Is this part of that group where these kids might be able to compete against other clubs?
Oh, yeah. You compete against other clubs. I've been doing a little bit more research into this now, too, and because this has been defunct here in the Sioux for quite a while, so we're kind of, you know, we're doing a whole Phoenix thing here, bringing it up from the ashes.
Sure.
So I've been doing online research, and I see that some people have even taken their kids to their 4-H clubs to, well, there's a state shoot. Okay. So you can go compete on the state level. They can take them to Camp Perry to the big CMP matches down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can go, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that we can do with this.
Excellent.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to tell people, and everybody out there, like I said, I don't care if you're urban, rural, or, you know, or suburban or wherever, every county in Michigan through Michigan State Extension Office, the MSU Extension Office, has a 4-H director for that county. And if you want to do a club and it's anything, and I mean almost anything, but anything. You just go to them like, hey, I want to do a 4-H club, you know, growing strawberries, or I want to do a 4-H club about how to contact your legislature and get working in legislative stuff, or I want to do a shooting sport, or I want to do one that we build, do model rocketry, or we do computers or anything. Any adults out there that if you've got a skill and you want to help teach the younger, you know, the younger generation the skill, do it. Find MSU Extension. Google it. Every county has one. We pay for it already through our taxes, through MSU Extension, and sure. They can help get you set up.
Excellent. I got a text message on that point. Does kids need to be actively involved in farming in order to join 4-H, in order to join this gun club?
Oh, no. Like I said, nope. There are 4-H groups that, I mean, when I went to Expo Days or 4-H Exploration Days down to Michigan State, they do it once a year in the summer. You know, we had 4-H troops there from the clubs there from, you know, Farmington Hills and Detroit and, you know, and like that. And, you know, obviously those kids don't have farm, but they did the other stuff, you know, the legislation, the tech, the, you know, even you can even do stuff in seamstress and photography and art, and it's almost anything you want to do. There is no, you don't have to fall into a certain category. Anything that you want to teach them and you can articulate it, hey, this is what I want to teach.
Sure.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Interesting. Yep. Well, I might just reach out to my Antrim County 4-H
yep.
and maybe set up a club, like you said, legislative yep. liaison with the state reps and the state senators, and yeah. Yep. how they can get involved in politicking their politicians.
Well, you need to do it. I'm going to kind of say this. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they have civics classes anymore in school. I mean,
what we went through.
Not like, yeah, you know, where they just basically, it was completely apolitical, like, okay, dude, this is how it works, all right, you know. And right. they just described, this is how you do things and how you navigate things. You know, now to, you know, certain that you think some people would prefer people to not understand how the system works, but those are usually the people that are trying to game the system. So once you understand how it works, then you know how to use it.
Excellent, excellent. I got another quick text message. Is there an age minimum for the shooting club there in Chippewa County?
I think it's air rifle and BB gun is, and I'm still learning this, I'd say it's 8. There is a minimum level. I mean, because it's still a gun.
Sure.
You still have to have a certain amount of, you know, of maturity for it. And as for the firearms, I can't remember what it is now, but yeah, you do. But you still need to use your, I mean, people like air rifle. These are nice air rifles. We have the air rifles. Don't have to bring your own equipment. We have the equipment you can use, and they're really nice. I've seen them. You know, they're not just, you know, some junky old Crossman, you know, Daisy Red Ryder. These are actually competitive air rifles.
Yeah.
And but you learn your basics and positioning and everything with your air rifle, then moves on to the 22, and then if you're really interested in it, you can just go right on up, move into your high power rifle and, you know, stuff like that. So
sure. Got another text real quick. Does the 4-H at most county fairs, do they usually have a booth set up? He said that is usually a good place to get information about 4-H is at your local county fairs.
Some do, some don't. Like I said, each county operates on its own. But, yeah, there's almost always a 4-H building where the kids have put on their – they put up their you know, the projects and the displays and things that they've been working on and things like that. Yeah, your county fair is probably the best place to try to get a little bit of a feel of what 4-H does. Obviously, you know, it's, you know, the farming and stuff like that is a big part of it too. But like I'm saying, it's not the only part. I'm still amazed at stuff I'm learning about it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's great. Yeah. Well, one thing I did want to mention, Dr. Goodman is fully on board, and I got a couple of messages about farmers. Yes, the farm days are available. You need to get a hold of them at the animal hospital. Yep. I'm going to give out the phone number, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Any final thoughts about Farm Day and you guys getting out there?
Now we are running, because like I said, got to work into it slowly, but right now we have Monday and Thursday are, now we got 2 days that were dedicated to farm calls. Having Doc here gives us a little bit more latitude. If one of us needs to scoot out, you know, like on a Wednesday afternoon, more likely to be able to do that. Obviously, we still have to, you know, the hospital here has to run too.
Sure.
Dr. Goodman is, her day is going to be Monday, and my day is still Thursday. So
excellent, excellent, excellent. So she likes her cows, and you like horses.
Yep, yep.
Okay, very good. So cow day's Monday, horse day's Thursday.
Yep,
and
but we'll do both.
You'll do both.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, so
not something you're locked into.
Nope. That's the nice thing is we got our areas of interest, but we, you know, cross over. You know,
yes.
So I can, you know, obviously, well, I've worked on cattle for years too, so I can do cattle, and then you know, Doc can do horses.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Okay, sir, greatly appreciate the information. Congratulations on the new gun club up there in Sault Ste. Marie. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.